Philip Saint-Papier, the Resurgent Goethe, this, 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 12, 29, 20, 23. Dictation is from Mr. Clark Dane. Dane spells D-A-N-E, Clark spells C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth is 01-11-1967. This is a 56-year-old gentleman here with abdominal discomfort and requesting to have his glucose checked, period. Patients in the next paragraph, patient indicated this has been going on for the past 2 days. He said that his sister came down to visit him and the two of them had a lot of alcohol to drink, close quote. Says he's concerned that he may have diabetes, especially now that he drank all those alcohol yesterday, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, he reports fatigue. He denies headache, denies stiff neck. Denies problem with walking, denies skin lesions, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. Correction, is alert, oriented, times 3. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Urinary blood pressure is 144/99. Next paragraph, pulse 93, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, abdomen distended with mild tenderness to palpation on the right upper quadrant. And correction. Abdomen is distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment and correction. The next paragraph is neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is fatty liver, number 2 abdominal distension, number 3 obesity, number 4 hyperglycemia, number 5 hypertension, period. Next paragraph. A finger stick was done today in the clinic. And the patient said he fasted. He said he did not eat since yesterday. Finger stick is 143. He and I had a lengthy discussion about these numbers, and he was advised and reassured that he's not diabetic. However, if we do a second finger stick, and these numbers remains above 126, then we may have to conclude that he's diabetic and start a medication. Patient will return to have the second fasting glucose done, period. Next paragraph. Hypertension. Next paragraph. Patient was educated about his blood pressure. Here today is 144/90-94. We talk about lifestyle management. We had a lengthy discussion about alcohol use and the effect it can have on his health. Says he understands, and said he plans to quit. I did an ultrasound to assess patient's abdominal distension. Considering he drinks alcohol, I would like to also assess his liver to see if there are any pathology that we need to address promptly, period. His circulation was also assessed as other organ systems, pancreas, kidneys, these were unremarkable. Ultrasound shows fatty liver and large liver patients, and I had a discussion about what is fatty liver and how we can go about adjusting his lifestyle to preserve his liver, period, namely no more alcohol, period. Patient was advised to come back to the clinic to do another finger stick fasting. Says he understands and will. He was reassured and strongly advised to come back to the clinic if he's worse, to go to nursing emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.